Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. I am super excited to be here because today is a special show. My name is Tim and I am excited to announce that today is going to be a very good show. Hopefully everything will go very smoothly and we'll have a great time. This weekend, there's so many great shows happening in Vancouver. English Beat and Bad Manners, they play in at the Commodore Ballroom. The Zeros, they play in at the venue. And Titus Andronicus, they play in at the Biltmore Cabaret. But today, I would like to focus today's show around two shows which are happening today, tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow on Saturday. The first show is happening tomorrow at the Rickshaw, and the lineup is just brilliant and amazing. Best Canadian hardcore of last 10 years, I should say, Comeback Kid, all the way from Winnipeg. One of the best punk bands in the whole scene right now. The band which has the biggest number of solos per song and the whole punk scene, and magnificent and mighty Wilhelm Scream. They're playing tomorrow too. The same show, New York hardcore legends Mad Ball, our local pop-punk heroes Living the Lions from Vancouver, and all the way from Portugal, Devil and Me. So tomorrow at the Rickshaw, those five bands are playing, and that's one of the best lineups of the year. The day after that, on Saturday, at the Commodore Ballroom, the Gaslight Anthem, Fake Problems, and one of my favorite bands, the Menzingers, are playing, yeah, as I said, at the Commodore Ballroom, and also the Gaslight Anthem. They will be doing a free acoustic set at HMV in downtown at 1 p.m. So if you want to see them for free doing acoustic, you can do so. Also today I am planning to do a phone interview on air with Wilhelm Scream guys during the show. Hopefully everything works smoothly, and you know, the technology and phone airwaves will help us with that. And and today I would like to play all those bands which I just was talking about all those bands which are playing in those two shows. I'll be playing songs by them, and I would like to start with a song by Comeback Kid from their brand new album called Symptoms and Curse, which came out a week ago, not this Tuesday, the Tuesday before that. That's one of the best, one of the strongest albums of the year, I think. A very great hardcore album. And I would like to play a song called The Concept Says. And this song features guest vocals by Nuno Pereira from Wilhelm Scream. Huh? Connection? Yes, success. Okay, so I would like to play some music for you and come back here on We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. Big success.
This is the time. This world's a cold and ugly place. You need to surround yourself with those who understand you, those you can trust, who won't let you down when your back's against the wall. My loyal friends never let me down in shame. They stay true and real to the game. Cause when in doubt, we knock them out with pride. With pride. With pride. With pride.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And I think everything should be fine, and we have Brian from Wilhelm Scream on air. Hey, Brian, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Thank you so much, very much. thank you so much for doing this interview. It's really good, and I know that you're right now in the van.
Yeah.
And, how's it going?
The tour, you mean?
Yeah.
The tour's been great so far. I mean, we started off in Cleveland and started working our way out west, and playing smaller bars, but the kids have been great at the shows, and we're getting pumped up for the tour to start in Vancouver tomorrow.
Yeah, be sure that Canada is super excited to see you, so everything, we're all excited. I know that you are right now in the pre-production process for your brand new album, and when can we expect the new album from Wilhelm Scream, and what can we expect from the album?
We've been taking a few tours towards the end of the year, so we're pretty much 10 songs into pre-production, and we're going to start recording when we get back to Massachusetts after the fest in Gainesville in October.
That's probably
when we're going to start recording, and the album itself, it's gonna be loud. It's gonna be fast. We're experimenting with different tuning, So a little bit lower, a little bit lower, a little bit heavier, but still fast and aggressive and
lots of solos. Like
lots of what?
Lots of solos.
Yeah.
Classic Wilhelm Scream.
With the economy and we'll always be working with Vinny in some way. I mean, we often run into like on tour or seven inch or even the new full length.
Right. Yesterday, when I was getting ready for the interview, I watched your interview on Explore Music with Alan Cross and Mike Sullivan.
Yeah.
And you were talking about your recent Salvetta EP and the song Funk Time in particular. And Trevor, he was talking about how he wrote the song on acoustic guitar. And I was thinking about this a lot, and I have a question. When you play a very production-wise, a complicated type of punk rock, lots of complicated song structures and lots of solos. My question is, how different are usually the demos from the final versions, what we hear on the album?
What you mean?
What's the, like, when you have the demo and then we have the final version, version on the album? Is there a big difference? Do you change a lot in the song during the production process?
Oh, definitely. I mean, yes and no. I mean, The demos are a guideline, basically, whenever we demo anything. And, you know, when we do get in the studio, you know, things can change, but they're only, you know, minor changes.
Uh-huh.
You know, we might, like, catch a part that we want to make longer or shorter or overly complicated, as we often do. And, so there's not too much of a difference from, you know, the original idea that we bring to the table. But I think because all five of us, we all listen to each other for input, and I think that's one of the things that helps us, you know, get the final products that we've put out in the past.
Okay, yeah, thank you. That's actually how I thought, because you were talking about this classic Wilhelm Scream sound, and you definitely have one. So I was wondering when actually that happens in a demo or like in during production process.
Yeah.
And also, during this session, Explorer Music, you played a song as a Guys Downstairs project. Is it the official side project, or is it more like a fun project?
It's more of a funny thing. I mean, the Guys Downstairs, at least to me, is just those weird, crazy, you know, dumb rock songs that we all have in our minds and we just want to get out of our system.
Okay, yeah, because it was, I never heard of this project before, and then I saw you playing a bright bass, and it was really cool.
Well, yeah, thank you.
Let's talk about this upcoming Canadian tour, because I know you're Canadian, and you played an amazing band called The Full Blast, and I even played the song in the beginning of the show.
Oh, what song did you play?
I played the song from the demo, Miss You.
Oh wow! Yeah, that's the first ever Full Blast song ever.
Wow!
Yeah,
big success. This is that's good. I know. This lineup for this tour is just amazing. Comeback Kid, Wilhelm Scream, Madball, Loom the Lies, and Devil in Me, all the way from Portugal.
Yeah.
I think that all punk Canada is stoked because this is one of the best tours of the year. I think.
Oh, well, yeah, I think this is probably the best tour we're going to do this year.
And I have a question about Wilhelm Scream Canadian connection, because you're obviously Canadian. Nunu, he did vocals for Comeback Kid and Flatliner songs. Mm-hmm. And now Wilhelm Scream recently just hired the best Canadian punk bassist of all time. And is Canada a special country for Wilhelm Scream? And is it your third favorite country after States and Australia?
It is for me, obviously. But no, you know what? Like, it's really interesting, because no matter where we go on the entire planet, we always run into Canadian bands or bands with Canadian musicians.
Uh-huh.
I mean, our friends in the band The Swellers, they just recently acquired a Canadian bass player as well. I kind of helped that happen. their bass player, Anto, who used to be in a band called Sydney way back when. I don't know, like, I think the state of, you know, Canadian underground music is so strong, stronger than we even realize, that, you know, we do have bands like Comeback Kid and Alexis on Fire and the Flatliners, you know, like all putting out great records. And I think, you know, we're not overly successful, we're not rock stars, but like we put out good music.
Yeah,
and
right.
There's just so many bands out right now that are really trying to get their music out through the world, but not trying to do it through the most commercial means possible.
Right. I totally agree, because living in Vancouver, we have so many great bands like Carpenter, Living the Lions, and there's so many great bands, and definitely Canada is one of the strongest has one of the strongest punk scenes in the world.
Yeah, I fully agree.
Probably the last question, I love to ask this question all the time.
Okay.
What are the recent albums and the bands you heard and you're super excited, you liked it a lot, and what was like the new music or bands albums what you liked?
You know what, like we have a pretty eclectic mix of iPods.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how recent this is, but I got really into the Bronx's Three. I don't even know if that's a new CD or not. I'm so out of the loop.
I think it is from 2008 or 2009, and it came out on Epitaph.
So I'm either 1 year or 2 years behind trying to find new music. I don't know, like new things that we put on the band. I mean, we rock Living with Lions a lot, like more
right.
than we'd want to admit. more than we're going to tell them. another band that we've gotten really into. They're from Italy. I think south, like south of Milan. A band called Action Men.
Oh yeah, I know them.
And,
yeah.
Oh yeah, and like they're
super
well,
fast.
Their drummer actually filled in for This Is a Standoff.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Yeah, like a couple times, and yeah, they're very weird, like fast, crazy, like just very Italian punk rock.
Because they go from this like super fast moment to some kind of even jazzy moment, and then they switch it.
Yeah, they just mix it up. And in terms of other stuff, I mean, the last Converge record is amazing. Axe to Fall, and I don't know, like well, the newest Flatliners record
is brilliant.
It's a masterpiece.
They did,
I'm not going to tell them that either.
Hopefully, Chris is not listening.
Yeah, exactly. but yeah, I think you know, to mention the Bronx, the mariachi record that they put out was awesome too.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's a very funny and very interesting mariachi music.
Yeah, yeah, I'm fully into it.
Okay, thank you so much for doing that. That was unbelievable. Thank you for this interview. That was.
Oh, no problem, Tim.
I really like to. Yeah, I'm excited to see you tomorrow, like crazy, and I'm sure that the whole Canada is excited. Thank you so much for doing that, and I would like to thank Melanie who helped me to do this interview. Thank you so much, Brian.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks to you. Bye bye.
All right, take care.
Bye bye. So yeah, that was the interview with Brian from Wilhelm Scream. They're playing tomorrow, as I said, at the Rickshaw. And I would like to play some more music for you. Next, I have the Gaslight Anthem from their album American Slang. And the name of the song is The Spirit of Jazz. So let's listen to their stuff on We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia.
do we hate this place? Why do we run away? Why can't we have any fun nowadays? I hate to say it, maybe I'm the problem. I let the notes hang before I resolve them. Oh, why do we hate this place? Why do we run away? Why can't we have any fun nowadays? I can't take this. Cause I don't wanna hear that song again.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag, Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. So, we just had the interview with Brian from Wilhelm Scream. They're playing tomorrow at the Rickshaw, along with the Comeback Kid, Living the Lions, Madball, and Devil and Me, all the way from Portugal. We just heard it was the Menzingers. That was the a song from their brand new album Chamberlain Waits, and the name of the album, the name of the song is Timetables. Before that, we heard a brand new song from Fake Problems. Their album comes out very soon on Side One Dummy. The name of the album is Real Ghost Caught on Tape, and it was the song which was Done with Fun. Done with Fun, that's the name of the name of the song, and opened the set with Gaslight Anthem, American Slang. That's their latest album, and it was the song The Spirit of Jazz. All those three bands, Gaslight Anthem, Fake Problems, the Menzingers, they are playing on Saturday, September 11th, at the Commodore Ballroom. That's another great show which is happening this weekend. As I said, this weekend is full of great shows, and I hope I can help you to get ready for the best punk weekend of this year. Let's listen to some more music. I have a song from another great Canadian band called the Flatlanders. We talked with Brian. He likes the album. I just in love with this album. I think that will be my favorite album of the year. Cavalcade came out in April on Fetrec, and the name of the song is Here Comes the Trouble. So the Flatlanders on We All Fall Down.
Oh, tell me why. With cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We just heard Cambridge, a local band. There was a song, Kubark, from their brand new album, This Is Not a Victory. And before that, we heard the Flatliners from their amazing album, Cavalcade. And the song was Here Comes the Treble. So yeah, today's the whole show was technically built around two shows which are happening tomorrow and day after tomorrow, Friday and Saturday. As I said, Comeback Kid, Madball, Willow Scream. We had the interview with Brian, Living with Lions, and Devil and Me playing at the Rickshaw tomorrow, and Gaslight Anthem, Fake Problems, and Them and Zinger's Planes on 11th at the Commodore Ballroom. But those are not the only shows which are happening soon. We have lots of really great shows coming up. I would like to announce some of them, so yeah, it should be fair. I'll announce all the shows. So on Saturday, not only those two amazing shows are happening, couple other really good shows are happening too. September 10th, that's English Beat, Bad Manners, and Chris Murray are playing at the Commodore Ballroom. Their legendary Zeros playing on the same day, September 10th, at the venue. And also September 10th, Titus Andronicus, they play at the Biltmore Cabaret. As I said, September 11th, Gaslight Anthem, Fake Problems, and Menzingers at the Commodore Ballroom. And also the Gaslight Anthem at 1 p.m. They're doing an in-store acoustic performance at HMV, the big one at downtown. And they will play at 1 p.m. They will be doing an acoustic set. September 17th, Pennywise, Riverboat Gamblers, Authority Zero, and Carpenter are playing at the Commodore Ballroom. Supposed to be Big Wig, but they're not coming anymore. And Carpenter, an amazing local band, are playing the show too. I'm planning to give away tickets next week, so stay tuned and be excited, because you can get a pair of tickets without any financial event investment and just go to see Pennywise. And that's a pretty good deal. The Nevermore, they playing at the Rickshaw Theater on September 23rd in Blacked Out. They're playing September 25th at the Funky Winker Bins. The Transmitters, Defectors, Beelines are playing at the Media Club, I think. That should be correct. October 1st at the Biltmore Cabaret, DOA playing a show, and they're presenting the CD release party for their brand new album. And the same day, October 1st, another CD release party for the Dreadnoughts. They're playing at the Rickshaw, October 1st, with SNFU, Ms. Amazing, new band, I guess, and Uptown Ride. I don't know Ms. Amazing, I know Uptown Ride. They're great. So, October 1st, the Dreadnought CD release party at the Rickshaw. Another CD release party the day after, October 2nd, that's a Carpenter, happening at the Media Club, and October 7th, As I Lay Dying at the Vogue. Those shows are coming up, and October 22nd and 23rd, obviously my favorite, Gogol Bordello at the Commodore Ballroom. Okay, that's pretty much it. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you heard, you can find the podcast on citr.ca, or also you can find on my blog, which I run on Tumblr, on Tumblr. We All Fall Down, citr.tumblr.com. You can download the podcast and see what I played. I want to know what I played and which bands and which songs, and I have all the information there, even pictures and some descriptions. We All Fall Down, citr.tumblr.com. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Tim. I would like to finish the another song by the Menzingers, one of my favorite bands right now. They did a great cover of Clash song, and I'm pretty sure when you start listening to it, you know which song is that. That's probably, some people say that's best 5 minutes by Josh Strummer. And that's by the Menzingers. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye. The Menzingers on We All Fall Down.
Chugging track like